T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back home this weekend, if you are like I am and you're very frustrated, if not furious, about what has happened, what continues to happen to former President Donald Trump, there may be a place for you to gather with like-minded individuals. Delegate John McGuire is with us this morning. And John, can I start out? I mean, you seem to be a pretty sober guy when I talk to you both on the radio and in person. What is your assessment of the Mar-a-Lago raid and what's happening with President Trump right now? Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, John. I hope you're having a great time in Colombia. I've been there many times when I was serving as a Navy SEAL. It's a beautiful country and some amazing people.
All right, well, you need to send me an email with some tips here. So I appreciate it. I did not know that. All right, that's good. But to Trump, what do you think?
I actually served every country, South Central America. I've been to most of those countries many times. I was served in the 90s during we were major drug wars, you know, trying to stem the flow of drugs into the United States back in the day. I think this raid in Mar-a-Lago is unprecedented. It's outrageous. And, every day they give us more and more reasons not to trust these agencies. The Democrats have weaponized our government, and you think about they obtained those FISA warrants. You know, from the moment that Trump came down the escalator to announce for president, they've used this government to stop him and go after him. And there's two standards of justice in our country. And so when people wonder why we don't trust the FBI, you think about the two scam impeachments. You wonder why they don't trust the IRS. I think it was Louise Lerner. She targeted conservatives, and when she was questioned, she pleaded the fifth. And now they want to give them 87,000 more agents. And you saw they withdrew that statement where it said they have to be willing to use deadly force. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that ad was very concerning to me because it continues to weaponize, in a literal sense, federal agents, especially with the IRS. I'm puzzled as to why we would need a second tier stand on its own police force within the IRS. That's very troubling. And the fact that the ad was written the way that it was pretty revealing. What do you do to push back on that, John?
Well, I think the answer to everything is our response needs to be at the ballot box. And so, as you alluded to earlier, we're going to have a support Trump rally on Saturday, and we're just going to inspire. We're going to basically show our support for President Trump. We're going to air our grievances of this weaponizing of our government against the American people. They say when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And so our response needs to be at the ballot box this November. We've got to make sure we win Congress so we can stop this Biden administration. And the one thing that they can do when we get a majority in Congress, some of these crazy policies like 87,000 new IRS agents, we can defund those folks because they can control the purse strings.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Over the course of the time I've known you, John, you're a Republican and a strong Republican, and I see you at a lot of Republican events. But one of the things that I have observed is your ability, when it comes time to actually get things done at the Capitol, to try to work with Democrats. And I wondered whether you have talked to any of your colleagues in the state legislature, or quite frankly, Abigail Spanberger, because, you know, I would really like for her to come on the show, and I'll be respectful if she comes on the show. She is the congresswoman from the 7th Congressional District. I'm not looking to beat somebody up, but to understand her perspective. Have you talked to any of these people? And do you get the impression that it's all partisanship related simply to the party label? Or are some of the Democrats that you talk to on a regular basis expressing concerns as well.
Well, one of the things I would say for Abigail Spanberger is she's looking for an issue right now. I mean, how can she defend her party? Open borders, the number one cause of death in America right now, age 18 to 45, is fentanyl. And obviously, it's, in the General Assembly, we've put in bills. I put in a bill, another bill this year, to go after drug dealers who administer fentanyl and there's an overdose and you die, to make it a felony homicide. And the Democrats voted no on this bill, and it never made it to Youngkin's desk. So I think Abigail's looking for an issue that she can run on, but she can't, because the Democrats are wrong at the federal, state, and local level. The world is less safe on the federal, state, and local level. These policies are upside down and inside out. And there's a reason, as we go back to, that we don't trust the FBI and we don't trust the IRS and these government agencies, because they've been weaponized through the Democrat Party. And so we have got to have, you know, our response has got to be at the ballot box in November. I have seen in the news where several Democrat leaders have even said that they condemn this act in Mar-a-Lago. It's just extreme government overreach, and there are clearly two standards. And so, you know, we've got to make sure we get everybody to vote in November.
Yeah. Well, give us the details about the rally on Saturday, because I can only imagine that there are a lot of people out there where I live at your pump who would want to join you, because they seem to be really mad about it.
Oh, it's going to be great. We have speakers coming in from all over Virginia, Trump supporters. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. If you are sick and tired of government overreach, come to this rally. It'll be this Saturday, August 13th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to be at the Food Lion in Mannequin Sabbath. That's Goochland County near Sherpont Mall. That's 30 Broad Street Road. And we say wear your Trump gear, bring your American flags, bring Trump flags. We've got some special guests. And, you know, one of the things I say is America, a republic, if we can keep it. You probably remember that famous quote. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And, you know, a lot of things don't make sense. So it's our constitutional right to protest. So we're going to rally and support Trump and air our grievances.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get media coverage out there this weekend, or do you get blown off by the TV stations
and the room? Seems like, you know, we've got several folks that have reached out to us to talk about this on the media today. And if you have any advice on that, I'd appreciate it. But we have a website. What's my website for state Senate next year? Maybe they can go there. And they can email me for more information, which would be John, J-O-H-N, at McGuire4Virginia.com. But it'd be a rally to support Trump and this unprecedented invasion of his home in Mar-a-Lago. And that'll be this Saturday, August 13th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Food Lion in Mannequin Sabbath.
Delegate John McGuire, I appreciate it. You never take a weekend off, it seems. Every time I look up, you're doing something like this. And I appreciate it. Delegate McGuire, thanks for coming on. Okay. It is 7:47. I mean, I think people have every reason to be angry. I mean, even if you're not a Trump fan, doesn't this worry you at all? Don't you see that if they can do this to Donald Trump, if the feds can lie to each other and push through this type of action against a former president, that you really don't have a fighting chance? You get crosswise with the IRS, you get crosswise with the federal agency, and I just think it's an attitude change that's got to happen with this bureaucracy. And a rally is one way to at least put the marker down, but it's going to take more than that. Some people are going to have to be fired, and there's going to have to be a mindset change in D.C.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.